Picture Times Square on a spring morning in 2009. For decades, this iconic intersection had been a chaotic river of yellow cabs and honking horns, where pedestrians squeezed onto narrow sidewalks while dodging traffic. Then, over a single Memorial Day weekend, something extraordinary happened. City workers rolled out beach chairs and planters where cars once ruled. No construction crews, no million-dollar budget. Just paint, chairs, and a bold idea. Within weeks, people were lounging where taxis used to speed through. Street performers found new stages. Tourists lingered instead of rushing past. And a global movement was born, one that would transform how we think about building cities. This wasn't traditional urban planning with its decade-long timelines and endless committee meetings. This was tactical urbanism, the art of changing cities through small, quick, low-cost interventions that prove what's possible before committing massive resources. What makes this approach revolutionary? It flips conventional planning on its head. Instead of spending years debating whether something might work, you test it this weekend. Instead of hiring expensive consultants to tell you what your neighborhood needs, you show them. And instead of waiting for permission from bureaucrats who may never come around, you create change that's so obviously beneficial, they have no choice but to make it permanent. Tactical urbanism uses temporary, affordable interventions as prototypes for lasting change. Think urban acupuncture, targeted needles healing an entire system. San Francisco's parklets transformed parking spaces into gathering spots, proving people valued community over car storage. In Memphis, weekend pop-up bike lanes attracted $20 million in investment and 25 new businesses. Those temporary lanes became permanent. The beauty lies in iteration. Traditional planning demands perfection, often meaning nothing gets built. Tactical urbanism embraces experimentation. Try something, measure results, adjust. If it fails, you've lost a weekend and a few hundred dollars, not years and millions. Not every DIY project qualifies as tactical. Yarn bombing beautifies but doesn't transform. Tactical projects catalyze policy changes. They're living arguments for reorganizing urban space. When Hamilton residents placed flower-topped cones at a dangerous intersection, the city installed official curb extensions within 2 weeks. Tactical urbanism bridges top-down planning and bottom-up action. Barcelona's superblocks and San Francisco's pavement to parks both started as tactical experiments before becoming official policy. Tactical interventions follow three distinct paths as ideas prove their worth. The first path is citizen-led direct action, what happens when conventional processes fail. In Buffalo, frustrated neighbors staged park-ins where parked cars temporarily narrowed streets, forcing traffic to slow. These calculated demonstrations showed what safer streets could look like. Sometimes these interventions start as technically illegal, but become so obviously beneficial that authorities quickly legitimize them. The second path involves governments using tactical approaches for genuine public engagement. Rather than expecting residents to attend city hall meetings, forward-thinking planners bring the conversation to where people already are. Somerville, Massachusetts, transformed a parking lot into a temporary plaza during their planning process, exposing the concept to far more people than traditional meetings ever would. The third path treats tactical projects as phase zero implementation, testing with temporary materials before committing major capital. In Penrith, Australia, the city invested $40,000 to test a pop-up park for 1 year. Positive data convinced officials to extend and eventually make it permanent. This approach is spreading rapidly through New York City's Plaza program, San Francisco's parklets, and Portland's intersection repair ordinances. It democratizes city building. You don't need an urban planning degree or political connections to improve your neighborhood. Just a good idea, basic materials, and determination to show rather than tell. Tactical urbanism may sound contemporary, but its principles, temporary, flexible, participatory, iterative, have shaped cities since civilization began. Koirokoidia, a Neolithic settlement in Cyprus, 7,000-3,000 BCE, demonstrates early tactical urbanism. Without formal government, residents collaboratively built a 600-foot stone street with controlled access points, maintaining clear boundaries between public and private space for thousands of years. The Dutch woonerf, living yards, where pedestrians and cars share space equally, began when frustrated Delft residents literally tore up pavement to force cars to slow down. Initially ignored by authorities, this citizen-led intervention became official when Dutch Parliament incorporated woonerfen into national design standards in 1976. Roman castra, military encampments, show how tactical approaches scale through government facilitation. These temporary camps established gridded street patterns, enabling bottom-up urbanization, eventually evolving into permanent settlements. Many European cities, including London and Barcelona, originated as castra. Paris's bouquinettes, green wooden boxes selling books along the Seine, evolved over 500 years from illegal street commerce to UNESCO World Heritage status. Beginning in the 1500s with book peddlers, 240 bouquinettes now operate with an 8-year waitlist, exemplifying how persistent tactical interventions transform into beloved cultural institutions. Tactical urbanism's explosion stems from four converging trends: urban migration, economic necessity, digital connectivity, and government-citizen disconnect. Cities have become humanity's primary habitat, growing from 20% a century ago to over 50% today, projected to reach 70% by 2050. Millennials and baby boomers drive this renaissance, seeking walkable, amenity-rich neighborhoods. The 80 million millennials reshape cities through later marriage, freelance work, and reduced car dependence. Driver's license acquisition dropped nearly 30%, and car ownership declined by one-third for young adults since 1980. The Great Recession exposed suburban sprawl's unsustainability. Cities like Memphis expanded land area 55% while growing population only 4%. Urban core housing growth now exceeds suburban growth for the first time since the 1920s. Transportation economics have shifted dramatically. The drive until you qualify mentality fails when transportation costs often equal or exceed housing costs. Between 2000-2011, poverty shifted suburban, increasing 64% there versus 29% in cities. With stagnating budgets, cities must rethink conventional approaches. When formal channels fail, citizens act. In Baltimore's Hampton neighborhood, Lou Catelli spray-painted crosswalks after the city failed to repaint them. Though technically illegal, even police recognized its civic value. This disconnect between community needs and bureaucratic delivery is what tactical urbanism addresses. Tactical urbanism applies design thinking to transform underused spaces, empathize with users, define problems, ideate solutions, prototype quickly, and test iteratively. Start with empathy. Talk to neighbors, shop owners, and community members to ensure your intervention improves conditions without negative impacts. Traffic engineers often prioritize car convenience over safety. Basic empathy closes this gap. Think neighborhood-wide, but act at the building lot or street corner level. Use the 5 whys technique to reveal root causes by repeatedly asking why a problem exists, exposing flawed processes or outdated policies. Evaluate ideas using 5 factors: relative advantage, compatibility, simplicity, trialability, and observability. The 48 by 48 by 48 process links a 48-hour intervention with 48-week and 48-month timescales, building flexibility through shorter feedback loops. Successful projects need diverse partnerships: moneymakers, hunter-gatherers, makers, coordinators, and mouthpieces. Don't let money deter you. Modest prototypes attract funding once visible. Crowdfunding platforms like IOB bypass traditional funding paths. Times Square's initial transformation cost less than a typical traffic study, yet catalyzed billions in economic activity. Test using build, measure, learn methodology, repeating until you pivot or gain confidence for permanent implementation. Cities face urgent challenges: climate change, inequality, public health crises, demanding immediate action. Tactical urbanism enables citizens, governments, and businesses to collaborate in creating livable communities now, one block at a time. For millennia, settlements emerged organically before centralized planning existed. Yet bureaucratic systems rarely permit citizen-led development today. Citizens increasingly seek to co-develop neighborhood projects rather than defer solely to officials. In Miami, bicycle advocates frustrated with slow planning launched Bike Miami Days, drawing thousands and proving transformative infrastructure rarely gains buy-in through conventional planning alone. Cities need both big plans and small tactics, quick, visible projects that engage citizens. Tactical urbanism's beauty lies in its accessibility. Start small, learn quickly, build momentum. Those Times Square lawn chairs weren't just furniture. They declared public space belongs to people, not cars. That weekend intervention became a permanent plaza hosting 400,000 daily visitors. Your neighborhood has untapped potential. A dangerous intersection needing a painted crosswalk. A parking space that could become a parklet. The city you deserve won't be planned by distant bureaucrats. It will be built by people like you, armed with paint, passion, and courage to show what's possible.